Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
September 1st, the year is 2022, and we are cruising right in to a new world order takeover. Design, collapse the world economy, world IDs, mark of the beast. Thank you so much for joining us on this emergency Thursday transmission. I am witnessing, you are witnessing, we are all experiencing the greatest levels of brainwashing and outright lies, gaslighting, that we've ever seen. 3 days ago, I went on Steve Bannon's show and on my own broadcast, and I went through a laundry list of the Democrats saying, right-wingers are about to be violent, Trump supporters are fascist, we're all planning violence. And I said, the last thing we want is violence. And they are desperate. The world's turning against the whole New World Order. And they have pre-programmed all this to do what they did on January 6th or with the Governor Whitmer, false flag kidnapping operation, provocateur operation. And the last thing we want is violence. And that I believe they're preparing, now with 68 days, it was 71 days then, out for the midterms, to stage something. My gosh, it's as obvious as the nose on our face. On your face, my face. And the spin in the last 2 days by CNN and MSNBC and the Young Turds and all of them is Alex Jones is calling for violence. Then they play clips where I say they're planning to stage stuff. So now they don't even do what they used to do where they wouldn't show a clip. They show a clip that says the opposite. And then say, I'm calling for violence and saying, oh, what does he know? He's planning something. They want to stage stuff or provocateur it to blame us. We don't want violence. We're politically winning. They're hoping election fraud can put them over the top. Great example. All the major polls showed in the Alaska special election that Sarah Palin was going to win big. But they got mail-in ballots and the Republicans let them redistrict things. And so, voila, she loses to a Democrat for the first time. A Republican has lost for that seat in 50 years. Swimming against the tide, total fraud, that's what they've done. So people ask, how am I taking all the attacks on InfoWars? I mean, we're all under attack. They're turning the power off. They're disintegrating the borders. They're devaluing the currency. Inflation's off the chart. Power bills on average are up 47% this year so far. I mean, my God, a third of people they're announcing nationally in national survey can't pay their damn power bill. California told people yesterday, don't charge your electric cars. There's not enough power, which they know there's not. They have all the equations. This is the deliberate destruction of the Western world to bring us under a feudal model like they use in the third world. And the biggest issue is that leftists and minions of the system who are mercenaries at every level, from school teachers up to propagandists at CNN to the Justice Department, behave and act like they're on a winning team going through with all this, and all you're doing is destroying and burning down your own house. This isn't normal corruption that just wants control. This is corruption that wants a new dark age. And we're going to be covering it all today But this is a big deal, folks. And by the way, we passed the point of no return. The collapse is already happening. And it's going to get a hell of a lot worse, so get ready. Stay with us. Just look at these headlines from Reuters. World faces unprecedented global hunger crisis, UN chief says, going into 2023. World Food Program warns of global food catastrophe, looming global catastrophe. The world could run out of food by 2023, major studies say, and the reports go on and on. We told you this was a designed program by the globalists 2.5 years ago. We told you energy and food prices would explode, and now they're up more than 40% in the U.S. alone. Some areas of the world are up over 100%. The only way you beat inflation and protect yourself and your family is with high-quality, affordable food ready to ship right now at PrepareToday.com at a very rare sale of 10% off site-wide. Not just on durable food, but survival and preparedness items is happening right now. 10% off at preparetoday.com. And on top of it, any order above $99 gets free shipping. That is a huge part of the cost of durable food. So go to preparetoday.com and protect yourself and your family while you still can.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
A well-planned, designed, accelerated collapse of the carrying capacity of the industrial society that supports almost 8 billion people on this planet is being deliberately turned off. And anybody going along with this, including the establishment, are psychotics. This will cause massive civil unrest, massive war, massive starvation. It's already happening. The total collapse of the third world into the first world. Hell on earth. And I told you when they started the lockdown 2.5 years ago, this was the plan because they've written the plan. They blame it on global warming when they're the ones doing it. Oh, a virus came out of a lab because of global warming. Oh, the border's collapsing because of global warming. No, because of your lockdowns, in some cases over 2 years long in the third world, not letting farmers and others work, so they were starving to death, so they have to come here. It is a premeditated plan. So here's the big front and center issue. On Tuesday and Wednesday, on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of this week, I did my own show. I did Steve Bannon's show. I did a lot of broadcast, and I said, you can see all the pre-programming in the media. They say the right wing's about to be violent. They're about to engage in terror attacks. The FBI says the number one terror threat is right-wingers with no evidence of that. We know they staged the Whitmer event. We know they helped provocateur January 6th, and they are losing political control, and everybody's turning against them. So they're betting on election fraud and persecution of their political opposition and staging events to claim that we're the violent ones. That's their move. That's the clear move they're engaged in right now. And I came out on Monday and Tuesday and talked about this, and now everything from CNN to the Young Turks to all of them have gone completely ape and are misrepresenting and saying, tonight, Alex Jones calls for violence. In fact, guys, I want to play the Young Turks clip, but I want to read the headline, too. Just print me that one page of the headline, because I don't have the exact headline in front of me, but it's Alex Jones calls for political violence. And when you actually watch the clip and then read the comments, they're saying, that's it, arrest him, or that's it, it's time to kill him. And then mainline media operatives on Twitter are calling for me to be shot, saying, if you see somebody in InfoWars t-shirt, shoot them. That's being left up on Twitter. So they're the ones that burn down the cities. They're the ones that say confront the political opponents and be violent. They're the ones doing all this. They're the ones that have been caught staging events like the Whitmer situation and dressing up like white supremacists and going to pro-America rallies to try to foment dissension. That's their major move. And yes, please put the headline back on screen. There it is. Alex Jones tells his audience to use political violence and prepare for war. So you go watch the piece. That's from the Young Turks. It's the same talking point. It's the same thing. It's all over the news now. Trended on Twitter yesterday. Alex Jones wants violence. And there's nowhere me calling for violence. In fact, I'm calling for the opposite, and I'm saying they're getting ready to set us up, and then they set me up and say, I'm calling for violence. That's how stupid they think you are. Meanwhile, we don't just have Swallowswell and others, you know, over the years saying, we'll use nuclear weapons on gun owners. Remember that? We now have Biden and his press secretary saying, yeah, we're worried about Republicans being fascist and worried about violence and worried about them taking America's rights. And today, Biden is set to give a big speech about the big threat of domestic terrorism and the Republican Party. They're trying to outlaw their political opposition. They're trying to create a uniparty. Biden says the military can obliterate the Second Amendment. Headline. Remember the time Swallowswell said, and it would be a short war, my friend. The government has nukes, too many of them, but they're legit. I'm sure if we talked, we could find common ground to protect our families and communities. Biden goes on to say that a 223 or 556 round goes out of a barrel at four or five times the rate of any other bullet. That's another lie. He says a 9mm bullet's the most powerful and blows the lung out of your body. It's actually a weak round. It's just all pure crap. Absolute babbling BS. White House deems Trump supporters extremist threat. So they're telling you it's imminent the right-wingers are going to attack everything. KJP says Joe Biden thinks MAGA Republicans are an extreme threat to our democracy, freedom, and rights. Meanwhile, we've got a peaceful Marine that only went in the Capitol. USMC veteran Ryan Nichols has spent 590 days in solitary confinement. And the Atlantic Monthly, owned by the Jeffrey Epstein folks, says they fear fascism. It's here. The Republicans are fascist, and they've got to be dealt with right now. So the writing's on the wall, the 68 days out. I hope by exposing this, and I hope by knowing there's a lot of good FBI agents and other federal agents that are whistleblowers that exposed the Russiagate was fake and exposed and leaked audio that the Whitmer kidnapping plot was staged, and all these other whistleblowers now coming out exposing that they hid the Hunter Biden laptop and the FBI files under secret and ordered the FBI not to investigate it. That's their Achilles heel, is good people in every level of society not complying and standing up and saying this stuff is wrong. This fight for the soul of the world, the soul of America, has been going on a long time, ladies and gentlemen. And I just want to say something here before I get into all this. I was offered the big Fox News shows more than 10 years ago. I was offered to go meet with Henry Kissinger at the Kissinger Group by the head of the Kissinger Group, Rothkopf. Did it in front of my producer. It's one of the few stories I could tell because the others were off record. There were a bunch of other off record. And I said no. Because the offer was public. I mean, it was stated, not public, but stated, it was open, that we're going to manage you and run you. You can still be the populist leader, but you'll have a seat at the table, but you're going to be part of the team. And you'll be the other end of the controlled opposition. And I said, I don't want to be part of that. Because I know this is an anti-human New World Order and is corrupt and evil and destined to fail. And I don't want to be a big fat cat and destroy and enslave people. That's why it's so frustrating that I've been successful thanks to your support and our hard work in independence and liberty and freedom. And we've proven betting on humanity was the right thing to do. But I've been through the gauntlet. I've been through the trials. I've been through the tribulations. I've been to the mountain. I've been down in the valleys. I've been in the caves. I've been into their system. And I know who they are. And the whole thing's out in the open now. 9 out of 10 dying of COVID are triple vaxxed. Mainline British Medical Journal. Lancet. I mean, folks, they're killing everybody. They're attacking us on 100 fronts. This is a psychotic death cult. You go, why would they do that? Because they have an instinct for dominance and control. They think there's too many of us. And in some cases, we are getting fat and lazy. And there are too many of us in some cases. But you don't then hand them godlike power to run around and slaughter everybody because of it when they're the very worst people that have made things as bad as they can because they don't want competition. So to everybody that served the system and been fools, been part of this, you can see now it's really bad. You won't have a good standard of living. You won't have a future. Now, a lot of you are scared, so you join the system and think, well, I'll just have a good position on the pile of skulls. You're a fool. But, you know, people that have already sold out to evil, they're weak. They come from weak families. They're sad people. Some of them may wake up, but that's not where our solution is. Our solution is praying to God, being peaceful, being politically active, but being bold, and waking others up who are good-hearted, but who are not aware of what's happening. And people are ready to hear the truth now. They're ready to wake up. But you can bet when I started saying they're going to stage something big before the election, they went completely crazy. And the talking point went out to say Jones is calling for violence because they're so scared of what I'm saying. We're over the target. We know how to beat the enemy politically, culturally, economically, spiritually. But we've got to understand we're not in our normal comfort zones. Everyone is in extreme grave danger, including the New World Order and their idiot minions who are literally pushing us into the inferno. This is going to be incredibly violent and incredibly destructive if we don't turn it back now. Peace.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Song by InfoWars, or The 10 Years Old by Shooter Jennings. The Summer of Rage. The only thing you can trust is the love in your mother's eyes. And now it's here. Their plan. As we told you. So, the Democrats are running around like chickens with their heads cut off, saying Republicans are about to engage in violence. And then they have a long history of staging provocateuring things. Anybody can put 2 + 2 together. Here's Biden riffing off Swallowswell, saying they'll use nukes on us, saying they'll use fighter jets against the Second Amendment. Here it is.
And for those brave right-wing Americans who say it's all about keeping America's independent and safe, if you want to fight against the country, you need an F-15. You need something a little more than a gun. No, I'm not joking. Think about this. Think about the rationale we use. That's you.
Here are the headlines. Democrats say Republicans planning violence. FBI says Republicans planning violence. Biden says Republicans planning violence. On and on and on. On and on and on. White House deems Trump supporters extremist threat. Here is just a few minutes of it. I know it's hard to listen to and watch. Young turds. Named after the fascist anti-Armenian Christian group that murdered millions of Christians. Here's the young turds openly. Well, here's the headline. Alex Jones tells his audience use political violence and prepare for war. Said no such thing, called for peace in that very segment, but they edit it and then try to deceive, but the edit doesn't even say what they say. I said, I mean, this is lying at new levels. Here it is. Next 71 days, we're going to see some very violent fireworks. I would predict racially motivated mass shootings, bombings, poisonings, attacks on power supplies being blamed on the right wing. They intend to bring in a full dictatorship in the next 71 days. And we are all strapped to this thing. This is such a dangerous time. And I would advise the globalists who are mid-level that think they're about to have a leftist revolution, the globalists don't actually plan at the higher levels to have that. They plan on having a civil war that brings down America, and you'll be the fall guy. Now, where am I calling for violence? It's not there. Imagine putting that out, and they go on for 10 minutes and say, I'm calling for violence, and if you read the comments, and this is all over the place, Jones needs to be in a mental hospital. Jones wants civil war and domestic terrorism. Alex Jones is a full-blown fire and brimstone preacher. They go on, a bunch of them call for my arrest, call for my death. Shoot them all. I'm in. This is what they're saying. I mean, imagine being a viewer of these people, and they tell you a clip says something, and then it doesn't say that, and then you call for our death. Just, you're in a cult. You believe two men can have a baby. The left is openly now promoting in public schools. We have the clips here all over the country, from Texas to California to New York to Florida, in Democrat-held areas, that it's minor attracted persons. Don't be mean to somebody that wants to have sex with children. They're a minor attracted person. Why, that's a sexual preference. Man. So how do we stop them staging the next big event? I mean, they're already putting in election fraud. They're already using mail-in ballots. They're already having millions of people that moved out of state voting over and over again. They got dead people voting from 30, 40 years ago. They've got it all going on, and they're trying to outlaw people that don't want open borders or don't want forced inoculations or don't want new lockdowns or question elections, and they're on the news saying, we need to silence anybody that says the elections might not be fair, even though the number one rule of the State Department overseeing elections is that you should be able to say you thought they were stolen, whether you're right or not, and there should be oversight. And the U.S. could not even get near passing its own State Department rules for a free and fair open election. And then you've got Democrats in more than 100 local races around the country and state races and more than 30 congressional races openly trying with Democrat Party lawyers to get judges in court cases to bar current Republican members of Congress and people running for Congress from being able to be on the ballot. How is that not the definition of trying to stop people's votes by disqualifying who they want? That's the ultimate form of election fraud, to just not let someone run. The whole national strategy for countering domestic terrorism put out in June of last year, where it says our main enemy is the Republicans and gun owners and veterans and people that question elections or lockdowns or forced inoculations. It says it. Yeah, the RAND Corporation is helping quarterback a lot of this. Domestic terrorism in the midterms. Race for domestic terror, says the big globalist think tank. Yeah, put that back on screen, please. They are full pedal to the metal saying this is imminent. And I go, yeah, it's imminent for you to stage it. You've got the motive. You've got the history. You've been caught doing it. Their answer is, did you hear what Alex Jones called for? Violence. I'm on there saying we don't want violence. Don't get sucked into violence. Don't get provocateured into violence. They've got all these feds out spanning the country, infiltrating militias, trying to get them to carry out violence right now. This is going on. And I'm up here saying, let's not be violent, let's not get sucked into this, and then their answer is, Jones is calling for violence. That is wartime-level propaganda. They've run more articles on us the last 5 years, I looked it up, than they ran for the 2003 Gulf War. Hundreds of thousands of articles. They put out articles every day they could put on every TV station in the country. Every local newspaper hammering Alex Jones because they see me as a populist and as their enemy and as an American. And they think if they can turn you against me, they can turn anybody against you. God put us in this position to be here at this time. You put us in this position. God working through you, and I salute you and thank you. But everybody needs to know, we better be overtime watching everything going on, videotaping everything on the street, documenting events if they happen, God forbid, because we are in the hour of false flag. We are in the time of them preparing to frame us to have a pretext to bring in real martial law. If you think the 600 or so political prisoners who've almost 600 days without being able to even have a trial in solitary confinement's bad, that's the beta test for everybody. So yeah, this is 100% real. And cowering to it and rolling over to it and denying it's happening will make them win. But you get the word out and America understands this is happening, they won't be able to carry it out. Plus, there's whistleblowers in their ranks, and they know what's going on as well. That's why they're so pissed at us. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is your one-stop shop for health, for longevity, for a boosted immune system. In the climate we live in today and what the globalists are up to, I think anybody not taking a high-quality product like this is insane. And there's other great vitamin, mineral, amino acid, you know, complete products out there. Ours is amongst the very best, and it is a lower cost than many of the leading brands. But whatever you do, take a high-quality multivitamin, mineral, amino acid system like this that's liquid that you put in water, because you have a better absorption rate when you do that. Now, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is our overall best-selling product. It finally came in a month ago, and we've almost sold out of the first shipment. Hopefully more is coming in a few months. But if you want to experience Vitamin Mineral Fusion and its effects for yourself, or maybe you already love it and you want to stock up, thanks for keeping us on the air, and thanks for taking care of yourself and your body. We've all got to stick together. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is 40% off, even though it's selling out, at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for your support.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, you're living, I'm living in incredibly historic, dangerous times, but all over the world, from Canada to Australia to New Zealand to South America and Brazil, all over Eastern Europe, the U.S., people are waking up to the global Bilderberg Group, World Economic Forum Mafia, and here is a major leader, member of Parliament, Pierre Poilievre, in Canada, saying he will move to ban ministers if he becomes the new leader of Canada from serving on the board of the World Economic Forum or being their alumni. Here's the clip.
Increasing oil production by 400,000 barrels a day so we can fully replace 130,000 barrels of overseas oil before dictatorships were bringing in. And within 5 years, we will end dictator oil imports to Canada altogether. And I will ban all my ministers from any involvement in the World Economic Forum.
Rousing applause. Yeah! Freedom! You don't want outside corporate globalist dictatorships. If you want to know what victory looks like, if you want to know how to stop these people who are cutting off your power, dissolving your borders, devaluing your currency, targeting your children, coming at you with lockdowns and forced injections, it's all the Fortune 500 through the World Economic Forum that is their spokesperson. And that's why whatever Klaus Schwab says happens, because they have penetrated the majority of governments and are in control of half the government cabinets of the world, in Klaus Schwab's own words, and I think that's a conservative estimate. That's illegal. That's ridiculous. That's outrageous. And we can stop them with this information. In fact, I'm going to take that clip and post it on the live show feed today. The live show emergency red alert headline we've got up there. Because that's the stuff of victory. And that's why I hammer it. I know regular listeners are like, Jones, every hour you say, identify the World Economic Forum, identify the Great Reset, identify the world shutdown, identify it. We know that. Well, the general public doesn't know it yet. And if we're in a war and we don't know who the enemy is, we don't have a chance of winning. If we know who the enemy is and they're horrible and they want horrible things for people, you don't want to be conquered by these folks. They're bad. And so it's a no-brainer. They have a bad ideology. They're sick, evil, inbred globalists with a bunch of filthy royalty running it, a bunch of Bill Gates and Fauci trash. And all we got to do is light them up with information, lays the target for peaceful political annihilation of their system. And yes, I'm on a kamikaze mission, not because I'm a badass or not because I got to prove something to people. I can't take it from them. I will not support pedophilia. I will not support devil worship. I will not support Mark of the Beast. I will not support world government because I don't want to be cut off from God. And folks, you are eternal beings. And if you don't stand against this, you will be cut off from God. And in your gut right now, you know it. People ask, how do you not have fear? How do you keep going? What? I mean, join these people? Join Satan? I do have fear of God and being cut off from God. I don't have 1 ounce of fear of these people because I went away from them. Do I feel weak sometimes? Am I mad at myself? I'm not strong enough? My flesh is weak? Absolutely. But I know stuff's going to get worse and worse and worse, and you're going to wish later you'd done something. You're going to wish later you'd been all in against these people. But they just incrementally turn up the heat like the frog in the pot. So let me hit a bunch of news here today, because folks have asked, hey, about once a week you're not doing the show. You're gone some. Why are you doing it? Owen and Paul Watson are taking over with big guests and more next hour. Because when I'm fresh, and I get up at like 5 a.m., I make better decisions, and I can do things, and I can work till 10 at night, but I just at 48, I keep working like a robot, but the decisions aren't good. So I'm having 7 days a week on Saturdays and Sundays, and at least 1 or 2 days a week, I'm now cutting how much I do the show because I'm battle planning how to keep this operation on air, and I'm just sitting in my office for hours and just thinking about the New World Order and their operations and just trying to get full integration with the Holy Spirit, and it takes real focus to do that, to get the downloads. And I'm getting them. I'm getting super intense enemy operation blueprints, okay? And the enemy knows that, and they're really upset. So I have to have some downtime to just sit in a room, in a dark room, and just sit for hours focused. And that's what I've been doing. And quite frankly, I really should just go off the air for a few weeks because I need to just totally cogitate on what we need to do. And I don't compare myself to some biblical prophet, but we are in these latter days. There's no doubt about that. And what did they all do? What did Christ do? He went away to the desert, went away to the mountains, went away to just totally focus and really get the download and really get prepared. But you know what? We're in the middle of it now, so there's no time for that. But everybody should be thinking about this. Everybody should be spending time praying. Everybody should be getting on your knees. I'll sit there in a dark room for like an hour. I'll write some notes. And then, man, it's just like I get on my knees and just the... And it's just right there. And it's that act of submission and the quiet place of the Most High and my understanding of the enemy and how to defeat them is so clear when I'm in that place. And we need to be in that place and not let them distract us from our main mission. We've got to think 10, 20, 30 moves ahead. We have the Holy Spirit, the real intelligence that'll dwarf anything the enemy can even imagine. But we've got to get in touch with the source. So I need listeners. I'm asking listeners to pray for me and to help give me discernment and focus and strength so that I can interface in a more pure manner. And I need you to do those same prayers for yourself. I'm not telling you what to do, but I just, that's the Holy Spirit guiding me. We need to just pray for interface with God. Now, that said, Owen's taken over in a little while, and I haven't hit one-tenth of what I came in here to cover. So I wasn't even going to do the show today. I'll be here all 4 hours. It'll be 4 hours tomorrow. And all this stuff is so insanely powerful. I'm not just saying this. It's almost like with 20 minutes left in the hour, you can't do this justice. I mean, this is just unbelievable. I mean, again, here's the key. They get you to adapt to being a slave. And they hit you with it where he just keeps increasing. You just think, well, subconsciously you can deal with it, but we can't. And what I'm getting at here is this is the main attack. This is the beginning of the main assault. And we're in the middle of the beginning right now. And the beginning will soon be over, and then we're going to be in the thick of stuff that is just going to... If you think you've seen craziness in the last 3 years, sweetheart, none of us have seen anything. And I'm just telling you, you better run up under God's wings because this is going to be the main test. And I bet on humanity. I had 4 children, and I did it because it was the right thing to do. But, man, I got to tell you, every day I think about my children. And I think about your children. I think about what we're up against, and we have just got to get back to God, and we got to do it now. Not next week, not next month. We got to make fighting this tyranny our 100% focus, and we've got to sacrifice, and we got to commit, and we got to be men and women, and we got to be strong and understand that only total commitment will spare the children the brunt of the attack. It is not up to us as men to survive this. It is not up to you as women to survive this. Stop thinking about your own lazy, weak asses. I'm lazy. I'm weak too. But in Christ, I'm strong. You got to get there. You got to get there now. Because believe me, kissing the New World Order's ass ain't going to get you out of this. It's going to make it worse. You don't have any choice, ladies and gentlemen. You have zero choice. Be annihilated and destroyed and cut off from God or join God in eternity. Now, damn it, that's not a choice, is it? Join God now. Now. Make the decision. I love Jesus. I hate Satan. I love God. I love the children. I love creation. I love beauty. I hate evil.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
More to tell tomorrow, because I'm only doing a few more segments and Owen Shorter's taking over. And then I'm going to drill back into this, because this is such a big deal just where we're at. Of course, there'll be more of this tomorrow, but it's just, it's all out in the open. Look at these headlines, and we should ask the archivist, just because it's not about tooting our horn, oh, look, we were right again. It just really impresses people online. It gets tens of millions of views every time I say something 10, 20 years ago, and it comes exactly true. But I wasn't imagining this stuff. Enron, 30 years ago, came up with a plan for carbon taxes, for all of it, and for the thermostats and all the smart gadgetry to control what goes on in your house and in your car and your life and to surveil you in lifetime. And now the Club of Rome and the Bilderberg Group and their front group, the WEF, are all out in the open about that. But in China and now in the United States, in Colorado, the major power companies are controlling your thermostat because, again, they cut the energy off. They get rid of the generation systems. They cut the oil and the gas off. And then they say, the Californians, you can't charge your cars. There's not electricity. Yeah, the numbers vary, but if a third of the cars by 2030 are electric like they want, you need 1,000 more coal power plants. They're just not, the energy won't be there by design. Germany and Spain are already doing this. So look at this headline. The Denver Channel, mainstream news. Thousands of Xcel customers locked out of thermostats during energy emergency. They say they took control of their thermostats for their own good. This was also done some in Texas a few years ago when they wouldn't let us up power during the blizzard. There it is. And people get these messages on their damn smart meters. Why would you put one in? Why would you do this? They don't ask. They just come put a smart meter in, which then spies on all the other gadgetry, including your stinking cell phone. Told you, I've been hammering this for 25 years, and now we're here. It continues. That's just one article. Just days after phasing out new gas cars, California says, quote, avoiding charging electric vehicles amid grid emergency. Tucker Carlson does a great report breaking down how they use more carbon electric cars because it's carbon that generates most of the power. And they're toxic the way they make them, but that's okay. It's liberal. Another report. Major cities around the country say, sorry, forget not having clean water. Now you're not going to get water. There is no first world and third world anymore. There is the ascending world and there is the descending world. And this is the descending world. Jackson, Mississippi says, perhaps permanently, there's a video clip, you're not going to have power anymore. You're not going to have water anymore. They said, you just don't get running water anymore. They flipped the switch, folks. It's the Great Reset. You mean play the city, the mayor saying it? What is the answer? It goes back to that Canadian member of parliament who's very popular running for prime minister. He says, we're going to ban people that work for the World Economic Forum, an outside force, from office. How about we arrest their asses? All rules of the game, industrial architecture, and physical supply chains will now have to change. Wholesale electricity prices have now collapsed in Europe after going up ninefold, but it's not because the price is going down. No one can pay the bill. A third of American households can't pay their power bill in a national survey. It's half the Germans. And their answer is, don't take showers anymore and poop in the street. Energy crisis hits pubs harder than lockdowns, says industry bosses. Remember, they told you climate lockdowns are coming next after the virus lockdown. And now, well, how are they going to have that? Because you're not going to have the gas or fuel to go anywhere. You're not going to have the electricity. It's here. It ain't coming. It's everything the Extinction Rebellion does at the grassroots, they're doing at the top. As above, so below. But the backlash against the WEF is growing. German economy minister Habeck reportedly pushing for nuclear plants to stay on grid, even though the government's ordering them turned off. Oh, we don't have any gas or fuel. We don't have oil. We don't have coal power plants. Turn the nukes off. What's that do with global warming? Nothing. They're turning your power off. Millions of Americans face eviction in coming months. Another big story, InfoWars.com from Schiff Gold. U.S. manufacturing survey signals weakest growth in over 2 years. Prices paid plunges. Yeah, they created inflation with depression, which is stagflation. The straw that breaks the market's back. The Fed must do $3.9 trillion in QT to control inflation, which will expand it. And it goes on and on and on. But don't worry, we've got to do it because, listen, you want to hear something even more scary than Omicron? Associated Press, NPR, zombie ice will raise sea levels more than twice as much as previously forecast. So we're all supposed to already be underwater. Sea levels haven't gone up, but they put out thousands of stories a day. Zombie ice, we're all going to be underwater, as the Democrats and globalists buy oceanfront property. There's a big article from the Daily Skeptic that actually shows the satellite photos and real numbers. The real inconvenient truth is that Arctic sea ice has grown massively since the age of satellites in the 1950s to the biggest and thickest it's ever been. But, hey, two men can have a baby, right? I've got three stacks of public schools promoting sex with children publicly now. Told you that was next. Hey, what's wrong with adults screwing kids? It just goes on because evil's out of the closet. Evil's took the mask off. This is evil making its move. And what does Satan do? Satan kills, steals, and destroys. Now, I got called last night by Tony Lyons at Skyhorse. He said, we have a very good chance of sending The Great Reset on Amazon to number one. And if that happens, it'll make the book 20 times bigger. It's a great book. It's the blueprint of the New World Order and how to stop them, The Great Reset and War of the World. And that would be a major funding boon for us. So it's like hitting the lottery. If it goes to number one, no matter what they do, it just magnifies. It's been as high as number six. It's number nine today. It's number one in more than 50 charts in the United States and the world right now. The Great Reset and the War for the World. It's available on Kindle. Everything, the book is now shipping as well. But I want you to get it at Amazon.com. I want you to buy copies for friends and family. We can send it to number one today, and now is the time to do it. And you got to go look at the reviews that are pouring in. Currently today, it was number nine earlier. It's number 16 right now. But you look at it where it's number one in bestsellers in political corruption and misconduct. And the Kindle's number three. That's beating free books being put up by Obama. Bestsellers in globalization, number one and number three. Bestsellers in United States history, number one. Kindle, number six. And it goes on and on. You got to go read the reviews. Number one in history. Think they like that? That's a major message to them. Number one in bestsellers in media studies. Think they like that? Bestsellers in corruption and misconduct. Number one. Bestsellers in world history. Number one. And read the reviews. People are blown away. Five stars out the rear end. Thank you, everybody, for what you're doing. We're in this fight together. And this is a message that humanity wants the blueprint of the Death Star. Humanity wants to take on the New World Order. Alex Jones is right about far more than he's wrong about. He's the most misunderstood guy on the planet, Joe Rogan. And the quotes from Steve Bannon, Tucker Carlson, and others. If Alex Jones is just a crackpot, why are the most powerful people in the country trying to silence him? No one bothers to censor the flat earthers. Maybe Alex Jones is onto something. Read this book and decide for yourself who's crazy. Get it today at Amazon.com. Drive it to number one. If all of you just simply go there and get your Christmas shopping out of the way and buy 5-10 of these books, we'll get $3 or $4 a piece. That'll help keep us on air. And that's what you get as the author. You get a lot more, buy them at InfoWarsStore.com, but I don't want you to get it at InfoWarsStore.com right now. I want you to get it at Amazon.com to send that sucker to number one, and you have the power to do it right now. Go to Amazon.com. We'll put a big link in the live show feed right under the live show video. We'll put a big link. In fact, we'll put a whole big story up at the very top saying, send The Great Reset and the War of the World to number one with a link to Amazon. Let's do it now. You won't fight the traffic. You won't battle all the crap. You won't deal with all the Christmas BS. You just buy 5, 10, 20 copies right now and send this sucker to number one. Turn it loose. It's an info war. This is an exercise of your will and your power. It's going to number one. I believe in you. Go there now and get it.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea.
The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.